Well, and yeah, that's and then for other reasons too. It's, you know, there's a lot of promotional things that go on Facebook. So, George, appreciate you bringing everybody in this morning.
It's great to have us. Thank you for having us this morning.
Yeah, George Cron of A Class Act Productions, along with Addie Williams, Jennifer McBride, and Kevin Kepi, who are three of the approximately dozen cast members of the Mixed Nuts trilogy. Three plays, three comedies by Lee Wilhelm next weekend at the 319 Downtown Event Center on Walnut, 319 West Walnut. That's at, it's not Campbell and Walnut or close to
Campbell
that?
Campbell and Walnut, yeah. Just across from the Flame.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Okay, thanks
a lot. See you there.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate
Thank
it
you.
Very much.
Thank you.
All right, here on the Missouri State University campus, we're offering an opportunity to anyone who enjoys singing because the Choral Union is open to all faculty, staff, students, and members of the Springfield community. Rehearsals are held one evening per week. They will start next Thursday evening, the 21st, from 6 to 8 p.m. The Choral Union will be performing concerts then throughout the year. For information, you can email Cameron Labarr, that's Cameron, L-A-B-A-R-R, at MissouriState.edu, or call the MSU Choral Studies office at 836-3786. Coming in next here on Arts News, we'll be talking about the Friends of the Gardens fundraiser concert, which, boy, Thursday the 21st is a busy evening, but they are coming in now. We are going to be talking with Lisa Baker-Inc, who is the board president of Friends of the Garden, and Peter Longley, who is, I guess I can call you an ex officio board member, or you've had a, what is your official title out there?
Well, actually, my official title is a horticultural interpreter.
There you go. And because I wasn't even going to try to explain that, so.
Well, that's just as well, because I can't either.
And you're the president of the board.
Correct.
All right. Now, Bettina Clemen, people around here probably know her quite well, and she these days lives back in her home country of
yes.
Germany, just right near the border to Salzburg, Austria. But she lived here for a number of years, and this is, in fact, the third time that she's come back to do a fundraiser for Friends of the Garden.
That's correct. The one thing that's different this time, however, is that she's actually performing with Richard Patterson.
With an accompanist. Not a piano accompanist, but a concert guitarist.
Yeah, they toured together for a long time in the 80s and early 90s. He's a wonderful guitarist from the West Coast and lives actually out at Half Moon Bay in California.
And this concert is called A Love Song for All Life, and it will be, I'm just saying, Thursday the 21st is a busy evening. A lot of things going on that night, but that'll be next Thursday at 6:30 p.m. and not anywhere near the park, but rather at the Springfield Art Museum Auditorium, 1111 East Brookside Drive, next to a different park, Phelps Grove Park. But so a wonderful indoor venue.
And this concert is actually not for just for Friends of the Garden, but for our Sensory Garden
specifically,
project.
Specifically,
yeah. Yes, and that is a big project that we have been fundraising for the last 3 years or so. And it's
and Bettina has been here just about every year of those 3 years doing a fundraiser concert for that project. Describe what the project is going to be like. It's called the Sensory Garden, and it will be in Nathaniel Green Close Memorial Park out on South Scenic. And it sounds like a wonderful idea.
That's correct. It's a garden that will appeal, obviously, to all senses, to all people, but especially for those that might be limited in one or more of their senses. It will be accessible to all people of all abilities, and we hope eventually, as we continue to build through the phases, to have an outdoor kitchen classroom and eventually a conservatory.
And it's not by any means an inexpensive project, which is why it's taking a period of years and quite a bit of fundraising to make it happen.
Correct. We believe that the funds from this concert next Thursday, the 21st, will actually be the jump-off point where we can start with phase one, because we've collected enough funds from the community and very thankful for that to begin the project.
And you can seat at least a couple hundred people, maybe 300 or so, in the Art Museum Auditorium, so you'll have a good size audience to from whom to raise money. Tickets are $45 in advance. They will be $50 at the door next Thursday, and they're available at the Botanical Center in Close Memorial Park, also at the Art Museum Gift Shop, and I believe Waverly House Gifts and Gallery is also offering these tickets, or you can order them online at the Friends of the Garden website, friendsofthegarden.org. And the ticket price includes a wine and hors d'oeuvre reception, and that follows the concert. And there will be a silent auction of paintings by the horticultural interpreter at the Botanical Center, Peter Longley, as well as Nick Nelson, the Springfield Art Museum Executive Director.
Yes, actually, I have painted all my life. But
yes.
At the Botanical Center, I have been doing botanical drawing classes and also oil painting demonstrations. So, as I said, a horticultural interpreter involves an awful lot of different activities. Yes, I painted all my life, and these paintings, three that I actually did earlier this year as demonstrations, are at the Botanical Center, and that auction's actually already going on as a silent auction out at the Botanical Center. We have a few names down for them, but the paintings will be moved to join the director Nick Nelson's painting out at the Springfield Art Museum for the reception following the concert. By the way, there will be a wonderful reception after the concert
yes.
with terrific food. So we can look
who's,
forward
who's
to that.
Being catered from? Do you have
Outback
okay.
in Branson?
Okay. Now, Bettina Clement, of course, has performed in close to 90 countries around the world, and Richard Patterson, his music, his compositions, and his arrangements can be heard in feature films and on TV and radio in more than 30 countries, and they'll be playing a very eclectic concert of light classical, pop, jazz, Latin, and ethnic tunes, and as usual with Bettina, it will be enhanced with video, film taken from all over the world.
She has one. She travels all over the world all the time.
Yes,
and she takes this film. She loves to play for animals.
Yeah, yes,
that's a big thing, that's really why we use that title. Actually, a love song for all life, because she likes to blend all living creatures together in this blending of music and the unification that music brings.
The fact that she's actually showing video during the concert makes the concert itself a multi-sensory experience for people of different abilities.
That's exactly right, yes. Yes. Also, I think, but particularly Bettina, but both Richard and Bettina are great entertainers in themselves, too. So the way they present their concert is it's like a show. it's not all just the music. They
right.
have a wonderful sort of stage presence.
Well, again, the concert raising funds for the sensory garden. This will be a 3-acre sensory garden at Nathaniel Green Close Memorial Park once the project gets underway. This is a fundraiser for it called A Love Song for All Life with concert guitarist Richard Patterson and flutist Bettina Clement. Next Thursday evening, the 21st at 6:30 p.m. in the auditorium at the Springfield Art Museum, 1111 East Brookside Drive. And tickets are $45 in advance, once again, at friendsofthegarden.org, as well as at the Botanical Center and at the Art Museum's gift shop. And Waverly House Gifts and Gallery is also offering these tickets. They will be $50. They will be available at the door if you don't get them in advance, but they'll be $5 more next Thursday, $50 ticket. That, again, includes a great wine and hors d'oeuvre reception after the concert, and you can participate in a silent – actually, right now, you can already participate in a silent auction. Is there anything online about that? Are there photos and visual representation of what's on offer online right now?
You can go to friendsofthegarden.org and view those.
So the silent auction will culminate next Thursday night, and it includes paintings by Peter Longley from the Botanical Center and Nick Nelson, the director of the art museum. So There'll be a lot going on that night, and it's for a great cause. Again, you can visit friendsofthegarden.org. I did not type up a phone number.
The best number to call would be 417-891-1515.
891-1515. All right. I want to thank Peter Longley and Lisa Baker Inc. She's the board president of Friends of the Garden. Peter Longley is horticultural interpreter at the Botanical Center, which covers a multitude of sins. And it's one of those catch-all job titles that
That's right.
Yeah. All right, thank you both for being here this morning. And again, that concert is next Thursday evening at 6:30 at the Art Museum Auditorium. Bettina Clemen, accompanied by concert guitarist Richard Patterson.
Thank you.
Thank you very much.